Hello and welcome. We're here, Max Kelton and Greg Ford of Gaucho Hoops. We're talking Gaucho Hoops today, and we're here at the College Cup. Greg was in town, nice enough to stop by and talk with us. Greg, thank you so much for joining with us.
I'm stoked to be here.
Yeah, so Greg has been following Gaucho Hoops for 30 years. He writes all of the previews for Gaucho Hoops. The analytics side, I have yet to see somebody do a better job for UCSB. So this team, this Gaucho team this year, 7-2, how do they really stack up to the previous teams that you followed?
Well, it's been fun to watch. You have to gauge this team based on the schedule that they played, which for the most part has been a soft schedule. I was fortunate enough to be in Seattle last week and caught the game where they played Washington, and that was a very nice measuring stick. Washington went up against Gonzaga a couple days later and played them tight, losing only by two on a last second or less than a second shot Gonzaga hit to beat the Huskies. And UCSB hung with that team. They were tied up with about a minute and a half to go. So that gave me a lot more faith, because up until that point they had played a really soft schedule. So they played the Huskies really tough. So it's really exciting to see what they're going to be able to do the rest of the way.
Yeah, so after that game, it kind of seemed like they are a legitimate contender to take a Big West, you know, number one spot, maybe even make a run for March Madness. And other of the other teams that you've seen go to March Madness for this Gauchos squad, for the Gauchos program in general, how does this team match up to those successful squads?
To be fair, it's early to say still. We're early in the season. We'll see how they incorporate Max coming back. But so far, it's really exciting. I saw a guy earlier just outside of sports, and he follows UCSB soccer but hasn't followed UCSB basketball for some time. And I said, this is a year for you to start coming back, because we have a young team, all newcomers, and they're only going to get better. They're only going to get better. And right now, I kind of agree with you that they have an opportunity to compete for the Big West title and make it to the tournament. At this juncture, and things can change as the season progresses, it's down to UCSB and Irvine, in my opinion. Those are two really good teams that can compete for the Big West title. So, yeah, you should come out and watch this team, because they have a chance to be in the tournament. You could say you were there.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's going to be Irvine or UCSB. And, I mean, that's essentially who it came down to last year, in my opinion. And then it took a twist in the tournament when UCSB lost to Irvine, and then Irvine ultimately fell to Fullerton. But this team, this Gaucho team, they're not as experienced, not as experienced in terms of veteran leadership as some of the previous squads, like Gabe Vincent last year.
Sure.
You had graduate guard Leland King, but Armand Davis has come in here and really made an impact. What have you seen from Davis so far? And I mean, analytically, how has he really improved this Gaucho team?
So, to be fair, I was extremely skeptical, and amongst my friends, I was probably the harshest critic the season coming in of Armand Davis. And from an analytics perspective, I looked at his shooting percentages at Alabama. He shot the ball a lot, and he didn't make a lot. But without Max Heidegger, this team is lacking a scorer, and Joe Pasternak has had a lot of faith in Davis, and that faith has overcome some of his weaknesses. He's still not shooting at a good percentage from deep, but my God, he's made some critical shots. He has no fear, and he's been the clutch offensive weapon that Santa Barbara's needed. And he's, without him, we would have lost more games than we would have today. So he's turned me around. I'm still hoping that his field goal percentage will increase as time goes by, but he's turned me around and becoming a fan of him.
Yeah, he has been absolutely spectacular in a few games. We've seen some flashes of some real stardom in a couple of games from Armand Davis, especially up at Washington. He was knocking down shots. It was his birthday, and he was knocking down shots. And boy, it was like nothing I had ever seen before. He was just making shots over outstretched hands that are,
yep,
he has to be so agile for it. So Armand Davis, I mean, something special, and he's paired up with Ja'Cory McLaughlin, Deverl Ramsey this year. That 1-2 punch, you know, running that tandem point guard kind of stretch, how do you think that's helped the Gauchos?
Just to step back or kind of touch upon Davis again,
mm-hmm,
is like one of the things that I was worried about that has come through is he works his tail off on getting rebounds and playing defense too. And I have to credit Coach Pasternak. The biggest difference between this team and the past few teams has been the defense that they've played. And you mentioned Ja'Cory McLaughlin and you mentioned Ramsey. Those guys are both stellar on defense. I know we like to talk about what the assist people are doing and what kind of shooting they're doing. The defense on this team has been phenomenal. And we held the Huskies, going back to that game, because that really is our major ruler or major barometer at this
test.
Point.
Yeah.
That was the team that they held them to, I think, the mid-60s or so. I can't remember the exact score.
63. Or 67, yeah.
And the next game, they go put 78 against Gonzaga.
I believe 87, actually, yeah, against Gonzaga.
So this is a team that, or that was a team that could score in UCSB. I can't say they shut them down, but they did a great job defensively, and that's kept them in a number of games.
Yeah, they definitely put the clamps on against Washington. And I mean, the defense, Coach Pasternak really harps on that more than anything else, not just in practice, but in post games. I mean, he says that to his team, if you play 40 minutes of gaucho basketball with hard defense, good things will happen, and you know, it'll take care of itself. The defense last night, 45 points, holding Arkansas Pine Bluff to 45 points. I mean, how has the defensive change been crucial to this Gaucho team's success, especially following a paradigm shift between Coach Bob Williams and then Joe Pasternak?
And you know, there's Bob Williams and Pasternak are very different, but one thing they had in common, Williams did emphasize defense, but Bob Williams never had the athletes that Pasternak has right now. He's had a couple good players, certainly, you know, O.J. Williams, Orlando Johnson, I should say, Allen Williams, and James Nerling. But the length that this team has and that effort for 40 minutes, it is the best defensive team I've seen in recent years. You know, you have to turn back the clock a long ways to Jerry Pym and those defensive juggernauts that they had in the late 80s, but this is the best defensive teams that I've seen since that point for UCSB basketball. And total hats off to Pasternak. To get a team to play that level of defense right off the bat is fantastic. He wanted to do that last year. He didn't have the athletes to do it with last year's team. So it's been absolutely remarkable.
Yeah, it has been remarkable. And from the defensive perspective, when Max returns, who do you think is coming off of the floor as a starter?
I don't envy Coach Pasternak, because that's a tough thing to do. You know, my thoughts, as phenomenal as Armon Davis is, to have that kind of offensive weapon coming off the bench is something to consider. Max himself, you know, he's obviously not quite there physically. Maybe he's that offensive weapon. Now you have to manage some egos for both of those players.
Yeah.
But I mean, I personally like the idea of bringing some guy that, you know, just when the starting team on the other team is getting tired, you bring in someone like a Max or Armon Davis off the bench, and he's just going to annihilate them. So
yeah,
it's a great position to be in, but also it's going to be a tough thing to manage some egos in that perspective.
Well, I think it's one of those good problems to have, if anything. I mean, the depth this year is night and day from last year. It's one of probably the deepest teams I've seen, especially in college basketball. It seems that they just continuously have weapons in their arsenal off of the bench. Those reserves and Robinson Idehen and Jay Nagel, Sekou Toure. Right. How does this team's bench really stack up to previous teams that you've watched?
It's fantastic. And again, I think this is unusual for UCSB from a fan perspective. We haven't seen this in some time. And you mentioned a lot of names. Like, one guy that I think of is, you look at Moore, who was a double-digit scorer out of Seattle, and he's a great shooter. And, you know, he's not getting that many minutes right now. And for most Big West squads, if he wouldn't be a starter, he'd be getting some significant six-man, seventh-man role off the bench. And it just speaks to the depth that we have. It's been fantastic. You know, you mentioned one name. Sekou Toure is another guy that I didn't know too much about, and he's been a revelation. He's been a very strong player on offense, and I think UCSB got a big steal. I think a lot of people thought he was a throw-in because he came from the same prep school as Amadou Sow. I think he'll be starting within a year or two, and you know, he has a chance to be all Big West, and no one had heard of him. He was lightly recruited.
Yeah, I I think it's crazy that it's not just that we're looking at a very good Gaucho team this year, but next year it seems like we're only losing a couple players in Jarice Blackman, who's a starter, Ami Lokoju, Maxwell Kubcek. Off the top of my head, that's basically all I can think of.
That is it.
And Armand Davis, because he's a graduate guard. But the team that's staying, Amadou So, you'll have Max next year, you'll have Deverl, you'll have Jacory. The carryover, the returners, this is going to be a team that has a lot of, not just veteran leadership, but chemistry heading into next year. How's that going to help them?
Oh, I think it's going to be fantastic. And a name that you didn't mention, because no one's seen him play yet, is Brandon Cyrus, the transfer out of DePaul, who some of my friends who live here in Santa Barbara, I'm down in San Diego, so I don't get a chance to see the guys play or practice. But some of my friends that do get to see him play have said that he might be the best player at UCSB right now. So him coming in next year is only going to add to all the incredible talent that carries over. So by and large, I absolutely agree with you. We're only going to get better. We're going to have so much experience. But I do want to tip my cap to Jarice Blackman. He's a guy who was kind of a deep reserve the last couple of years and never played significant minutes and was really inconsistent. That guy has made massive leap to become one of the steady contributors to the team. So I love it because you become a fan over the years, and so to see a guy that's been there putting in the minutes and putting the time and suddenly become a regular contributor is fantastic. So I'm really happy for Jarice.
Yeah, we spoke with him before the season. He just continues to grind. He continues to give that energy, and it's finally starting to pay off for him. You know, more than he expected. He's getting the minutes. He's really impacting games. Had a double-double earlier this season. So this has been so great talking to you, Greg. I really appreciate you joining us.
Oh, absolutely. I plan to get back up here to watch at least another game or two. So go Gauchos. And yeah, tell the community this is a team to come and watch. I mean, this is a great squad. They're going to be fun. They're going to make it to the tournament. If not this year, definitely next year.
Thanks so much, and we'll catch you then.
All right.
This has been Max Kelton with Greg Ford, and you're tuned into KCSB Sports 91.9.